Welcome to Sister Speak Big Brother 11, where we discuss the current season of Big Brother from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister J.
And I'm Sister K. And welcome to episode 10. Let's get started.
Okay, this is the finale episode. This will be our last episode for Big Brother 11.
Yes, it is. And it's been a great season.
I'm kind of glad it's over, though.
Yeah, because it's been a lot of time
invested. And it's just been a whole lot of drama that has made me mad. So I'm tired of being mad, you know? So anyway, where do you want to start?
Well, I think we left off last week with finding out that there's going to be three people going all the way to the end. And they'll do the final two parts of the HOH live. Well, not live, but they'll do the final two parts of the HOH over the on Tuesday, and then the last, wasn't it Tuesday?
We already talked about Jordan beating Natalie for the portion two.
We did?
Yeah. We already talked about that.
No, because that wasn't until...
Yes, it was, because she announced that they would be, all three would be going to the final.
That's right.
We already discussed that. So now, this is finale night. This is our finale episode for finale night. And, you know, I was all excited because CBS announced they were going to have a two-hour finale. That was full of bunk. It was full of nonsense. They could have got to that HOH, got it done, interviewed the evicted house guests, and you know, did the whole voting and questioning and everything, and had time to talk to all the house guests.
Yeah.
But they put in all that crapo that we didn't even care to see.
Well, since they pushed the HOH back, or, you know, that cut into the time we thought they would have to spend on
exactly.
The house guests.
But see, okay, just like I told you, the whole reason why they did that mess is because they were afraid that people would not watch the live show.
They just wanted more time to figure out how to get Jordan to win.
There you go. Because you know she was too daggum dumb to be, well, we'll talk about that. But trust me, she was primed in the diary room. So, you know, but I'm not mad that Jordan won. She needs the money. So, you know, she's going to help her mom out and everything. So I'm not mad.
Yeah.
I am mad about a couple things, however.
What's that?
Okay. First of all, I'm real angry that Natalie got $50,000.
Oh,
Nasty Natalie, Jordan believed her crap and took her to second place.
Now, but do you think Jordan would have won against Kevin?
I think she still might have won.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think she did a good thing.
I think it was good strategy on her part. I just begrudged Natalie getting $50,000.
Right. I didn't want her to go to the end.
But I felt so bad for Kevin, though. I just love Kevin. And he was such a good sport about it. He really was. And I just felt so
what
bad
can you do?
For him.
What can you
well,
do?
Well, I know that. But I just still felt bad for him, though. You know?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yep.
Them biznatches.
But
anyway. But
you know what? That's what Kevin gets. They should have gotten rid of Natalie a long time ago.
First of all, that final HOH was rigged for Jordan. When they answered those questions and both she and Kevin tied, and then they had to take out their slates and write a number, the number of eviction votes, including any tiebreaker votes, that was cast in the house. Now, you can't tell me dumb Jordan knew the answer to that. The real answer Julie announced was 51, and dumb Jordan guessed 50. Well, that's because the diary room told her, put 50 down. You better believe that.
I don't think
so. Oh, hell yeah. She would have never got that had she not been primed. But like I say, I'm not mad at her. I don't think she deserved it over Kevin, but, you know, she won, and then I knew she'd be winning the $500,000, of which...
The reason I liked Jordan winning over Kevin is because Kevin was aligned with Natalie. That's the only reason. He was all up in Natalie's Kool-Aid, even though he was talking about how he didn't like Natalie. He was trying to get her out.
That's true.
He was still all up in her Kool-Aid.
Well, that's true. But I think, I did watch an exit interview. You know how they have those backyard interviews, you know, and they had all the house guests except for the final three, because I guess CBS is going to post those later. But anyway, and I like what Laura had to say. She said, because they was asking her, you know, of the three, who did you think, you know, deserved to win? And she says, well, first of all, I'm real happy that Jordan won because she was my friend in the house and everything, she said. But she said, of the three, she said, Kevin played an awesome game because he was able to sneak around and to keep his mouth shut and to align himself with whatever he needed to do to get further in the game. Right. And that's the way I felt. So, you know, but like I say, I don't begrudge Jordan winning.
That's true.
I'm just real sad that Kevin didn't win.
But when the push came to shove, and even when there was no chance of Natalie winning. So, you know, it's only Jordan or you that can win. Even when he didn't have to sugarcoat stuff anymore with Natalie, on the off chance that she would win and he would need her to take him, he still was up underneath her.
Yeah.
And doing little tricks and I don't know. I didn't like that. And that's what I think made people not want to see him go.
Well, Natalie also did stuff to Kevin as well. On the After Dark, like maybe Sunday, I guess, Sunday or Monday, she was filling his bed with Kleenex, tearing his sheets off his bed and doing all that prankster stuff because she was mad because she was getting an inkling that he wasn't going to take her.
Right.
See, and I have a feeling that inkling came from Jordan.
Oh, well, Jordan, no, see, that was good too.
You know?
That was good too.
Because she was telling.
Jordan was going back and forth with both of them.
Right, but she was telling.
Which is what they did to her.
Exactly.
Telling him, oh yeah, I'm taking you. He's talking mess on you. And then when Kevin would come around, oh, yeah, I'm taking you. Because now he's talking mess on you. That's what you're supposed to do.
Well, no. And I don't have any problem with that. I have a problem with the manipulation of Jordan winning because that was a pure manipulation. But the thing I'm really mad about, too, is that Michelle did not win the $25,000.
Thank you.
I was so angry.
I was too.
Angry.
I said,
God dang gum that Jeff. You know, oh, and it's only because the general audience didn't see none of the shit him and Jordan said and did in the house.
That's it.
Because CBS edited that out. Because had they seen all that crap that Jeff was saying and doing, he wouldn't have got the money. Michelle deserved it more. Because she put up with a lot of shit.
I was upset by that too. I was like, when they opened up the envelope and they kind of were smiling, I thought, oh, maybe it's Michelle. No, it was Jeff. And I was like,
that's a
dang
bogus.
Because we already know Jeff is going to be fine. He's going to make tons of money.
Hell yeah.
I wanted Michelle to get it.
I thought she deserved it the most. But I do have to say, though, I am glad that at least whether Ronnie did it for just TV purposes or whatever, at least he did apologize to her.
Yeah.
For saying what he said.
She took it really well, too.
And she did accept his apology. So, you know, and in her little backyard interview that I watched, she says, you know, I have to give Ronnie credit. She says, no, his apology doesn't smooth it over and make me forget or anything, but he was man enough to apologize, and I accepted his apology. So, you know, we're moving
on.
Yeah. And you know, I respect Michelle for that. Good. Yeah. But I wanted Michelle to get the money.
I did too.
Because I felt like just deserving, she deserved it the most. Oh, but you ought to see Russell's backyard interview.
Now, okay, wait a minute. Which backyard interview did you watch? Because, wait, I got online because I had to DVR the finale and watch it late. So it was real late. And then I said, well, you know, I'm not really tired yet. Let me go see what they're talking about. I went on Joker's Updates and they had a backyard interview with Dick. Dick.
I didn't watch
it
him.
Now, what I want to know is who the hell decided that Evil Dick was a good person to interview anybody? Because first of all, you can't hardly look at the motherfucker.
He's too goddamn nasty.
He's nasty.
Oh, he's nasty looking.
You can't hardly with him. He's constantly spitting and harking and clearing his throat.
That's what drugs would do for you.
And all those, he's just hard to look at.
He's nasty.
Then he's interviewing people. He is rambling on, losing his train of thought halfway in the sentence.
Yeah.
Talking about his season, not even asking them questions. And then talking about, are you going to be in Vegas? Are you going to party? This kind of crap. I'm like, what is this? And then he spent like 30 whole minutes.
On who?
On all of them.
Well, I did not watch Evil Dick's interviews. What I watched was the CBS crew does interviews in the backyard. And then I also watched Ross Matthews on Inside Dish.
Yeah.
He was also doing interviews and in the backyard with the other press people.
Well, I'm going to have to go watch him.
Yeah, so you're going to have to go watch. But Russell's interview, let me get to Russell. Russell's interview with the reporter, he could not admit that Jordan did a good job. He just could not admit that he voted for the wrong person.
No, he's not going to say that.
And that Jordan, you know, deserved to win and stuff. I thought to myself, you bum bully.
He's not going to say that.
Even Jesse gave Jordan her props, you know? I tell you, that Russell is, I hope I don't have to see him no more.
Well, he's not going to say that because, first of all, he doesn't believe it.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He feels like Natalie played a better game, and, you know, she did do more scheming and stuff in the game than Jordan did. You have to be honest about that.
Oh, sure. Well, he said his problem with Jordan is that she skated by, and yes, she won some competitions, but he voted strategically rather than personal. He says a lot of people in the house voted personally. He says, and, you know, I voted strategically.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Russell also is jealous because he didn't get nobody less than after his butt.
Yeah, and somebody mentioned online anyway in one of the little updates I was reading that when Russell first, entered the house and stuff, he had his eyes on Jordan, but Jordan latched on to Jeff first.
He did. There's been a couple of conversations back when the whole Shima thing kicked off where he used to go, when he was irritated with Shima for latching on to him, he's like, she's not even my type. Jordan is more my type.
Right. But see, Jordan,
would say that
Jordan
every...
didn't like him.
No. This crazy butt.
Crazy ass. Well, you know,
I'm not sorry for Jordan winning because I don't care however people, whatever Russell says, you can vote on whatever criteria you want to vote
exactly.
on. Whether you want to vote on the person you think did the best game and schemed the most, or if you want to vote for the person you think did the most social game and they were nice,
or
it's your choice who you pick.
Right.
And if I would have been in the house, I would have picked Jordan hands down over Natalie.
Oh, yeah.
And that's exactly what they did.
That's exactly what they did.
They said, you know, and wait, I will say this too. Jordan was smart. She wasn't all dumb. She knew how to articulate. Remember we were talking about whoever gets up there and articulates what they did in the game is the one who's going
to
make it.
You know what?
Now, Natalie got flustered.
Yes, she did.
She got, in all her little badger talking, she couldn't get anything out.
I have to give it to Jordan, though. She was really good with her answers to the jury questions and just her whole demeanor and everything. She was talking her ass off. She was talking herself into that money.
Yes.
And I do have to give her respect for that because she was talking.
And
she wasn't lying, though.
No, you believed everything she said.
Absolutely.
If she didn't know, she'd tell you, I don't know.
Exactly.
If you said, did you lie? Well, I had to lie to get myself together, but I lied so I can get us better because we were outnumbered, blah, blah, blah. And
exactly.
You believe that mess.
And in Jesse's backyard interview, which I found very interesting because Jesse's backyard interview with this press person is like, most of them were like a minute and a half or, 2.5 minutes. His was over 4.5 minutes. But one of the things he said was the reason why, because they asked him how come he voted for Jordan. And he says, well, he had to give her props because she got all the way to the end and she won the last HOH and, this, that, and the other. And he says, she did an excellent job with our jury questions. And he said, and he kept talking about Natalie. He said, but Natalie, he says, some people said, well, the jury didn't care that, she was 24 instead of 18. He says, oh, yes, they did care. He said, because Natalie got, he said something very interesting. He says, Natalie got a lot of passes because everybody thought she was 18-year-old kid. Oh, well, let's just overlook her because, you know, she's only 18. He says, mm-hmm. you know, and knowing that, you know, she was really 24 and everything, said it changed a lot of people's views. And besides, Natalie freely admitted that she didn't have any strategy. She just latched on to the strongest player.
Yeah.
And then, so the target would be on that strongest person. Right. So, and Jesse looked at that person and he says, so, you know, that means she just latched on to me, period. So, no, I don't like that at all.
Well,
I said, ooh, Jesse.
In the show, when they were showing the jury house hashing out who they would vote for, he had a really good comment. He goes, well, wait a minute, let me get something straight. She was not in my ear telling me who to nominate and who to do. That was my decision.
Exactly.
I decided that. Exactly. Yeah, we talked about things, but she was not the one deciding and making that choice for me.
And he's correct. She was not. Mm-hmm. But she was telling everybody else, I made Jesse do this. Right. I made Jesse do that. That was not true.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was real irritated with her.
I was proud of Jordan. Well, again, let's go back to our theory with Jesse. And I think Russell's a tad bit the same, even though he probably won't admit it, or a lot the same.
Uh-huh.
I think Jesse's, and we said this like in our third episode,
uh-huh.
Jesse's one of those people that if you like him, if you admire him, if you think he's buff, if you think he's cute, if you think he's smart, he's going to love you.
Right.
You are all right with him.
Yep.
He has got your back. You're one of his best buds. But the minute you don't think he's cute, or you don't think his muscles are big enough, or you criticize something he's done, or you're like, well, he's not really that cute.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, F you.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, what he did with Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you cannot tell me that he did not feel genuine something for her.
Yep.
But Lydia got into that jury house like a jealous chick will do, a jealous crazy chick will do,
mm-hmm.
and said, ooh, instead of saying, you know, me and Natalie got hashed out, blah, blah, I'm upset with you. What she did was go in and go, this is what she said about you. She said, you're ugly. She thinks Jeff's cuter. She didn't really like you. She was just aligning with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that turned his whole shit around. That's mm-hmm. what happened to Jesse.
That's what happened.
He ain't going to ever admit that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's so angry. Because why is he so angry still?
Mm-hmm.
Now, people are angry, but they have moved on and said, hey, this is how she was playing the game.
Yep.
He's angry, like personal angry with her.
I don't know.
And I think Russell's a little bit the same way in that he wants someone he wants someone so bad to think he was cute and to pair up with him.
Yeah, that's
true. You know, and it didn't happen except for Shima, and then he messed all that up because
mm-hmm.
he didn't like her back.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. But yes, I mm-hmm. was not sorry to see Jordan win because when she picked Natalie, I was like, oh man, why didn't she pick Kevin? But then I started thinking about it as it got down to it.
She knew she could beat Natalie.
You know what? She did a really smart choice. Yeah,
she did the most strategic thing for her.
Yes.
For her.
And when it got down to it and she saw all the votes, Jesse voted for her, Lydia voted for her, she was shocked.
Yeah, she
and
was
Natalie's
surprised.
And Natalie's face was stone
cold. Oh, that was priceless when Julie Chen pulled out the can and said, and Jesse voted for Jordan. Oh, Jordan was real surprised, but so was Natalie.
So was Natalie.
Her face was, she was trying to keep that little half smile on, but her face was cracking.
That little,
she knew she wasn't going to win then.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
That crazy smile.
Uh-huh.
It was great.
Well.
That was great.
You know, I just wanted Kevin to win something because, you know, I just wanted him to win.
Yeah.
He was my fave of the three, so.
Well, we did get
a
voicemail this week.
Okay.
And it kind of pertains to, before the voting, they talk a little bit about who should take who uh-huh. in the final three. So let's go ahead and play that now.
Okay.
Hey, sisters. This is Zach from Chicago. It's finale night. I'm so excited to see what's going to happen. I think I agree with you on the final three being in there for ratings because they didn't want to just watch two people in there. And I agree it was pretty boring with just Dan and Memphis sitting around, not doing much of anything. But the way they had you voting on three different people in three different scenarios was weird. And when you did it online, you have to type in a little code to make sure people don't do it a million times with the robot. So I only ended up voting like maybe 5 times. But I wanted to just call and do a congratulations for each winner in one of those scenarios. So let's say it's Jordan and Kevin. Congratulations, Kevin. We got the first gay Big Brother winner. Congratulations. You beat that biznatch. If it's Kevin and Natalie, congratulations, Natalie. We got the first woman to win Big Brother in a long time. You made it to Final Two, and I'm glad you won. If it's Jordan and Natalie, go Scrappy. Jordan was dumb enough to take you to Final Two. You deserve to beat her. I'm glad Kevin got the boot. Congratulations. Those are my congratulations for the 3 house guests. I don't know who's going to make it to the Final Two. It's going to be interesting. I really do think that Jordan is considering taking Natalie, but I guess we'll see how it turns out. I'd be sad to hear your podcast going off, but I'll try to follow you guys. I don't really like Survivor. I'm thinking about getting into The Amazing Race, so see you when I see you. Peace. Mr. Z out.
Well, thank you, Mr. Z. That was a great voicemail. And, you know, I don't know why you said, yay, Scrappy, because Natalie wasn't going to win nothing.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Well, the only person he didn't think would win in those scenarios was Jordan.
And she's the very one to win.
Yeah. Which is okay, because no one thought that she would.
That's true.
That she would make it that far and win.
That's true.
So we all were kind of shocked, hopeful but shocked.
Well,
because when it got down to it, we did not want Natalie to win.
Right. Well, I had a little inkling only because I like watched some updates and or some After Darks and some updates and stuff. And, you know, Kevin was complaining about the fact that every time he went in the diary room, they was encouraging him that if he won the HOH to keep Jordan and boot out Natalie. So, or to take Jordan to Final Two, And a lot of people online were talking about that. So it seemed to me like, you know, it's not really a stretch that Jordan won. So anyway, but
it was, like Zach said, it was strange to be voting for 3 different sets or scenarios.
Yes.
In that final 3.
Yeah, it was. And I know what he means, because when I went to vote, after you voted in each one of those 3 scenarios, there was this little word that you had to type in to make sure.
Fair, because they don't want people to go and hire a company and go and vote 10,000 times.
I bet they did
times.
Anyway. I bet they had a little college student sitting there doing it all day long.
Hey, do what you got to
do. Or whatever. So, but that was a great, great voicemail. So we like getting those.
Yes. And we had a great season podcasting about Big Brother. And say what we will about this season, it has been exciting.
Oh, it has been a roller coaster, but in a good way.
One of the best seasons since I don't know when.
I know. It has really been good. And this has been one season where I actually really did watch the After Darks way too much, because I'd get tired at work the next day. And, you know, read all the stuff online, tried to keep up with the updates and stuff so I could.
Because everything changed so quick.
You're
like, okay, wait a minute. These people getting crazy. Let's go find out what they're doing.
So it has been a really good season. So.
Yes. And we want to thank all the listeners for keeping with us the whole time.
Yep.
And giving us your feedback on Big Brother and what you think is going to happen. And then going on to what Zach mentioned at the end.
Yes.
Is that he doesn't really watch Survivor, but we are going to continue podcasting after Big Brother's over on Survivor and The Amazing Race.
Right.
And so we're going to call that podcast Sister Speak Reality, just to make it, you know, generic, and we could add whatever we want to add in there.
Right. Because we watch Survivor, and I watch Amazing Race faithfully.
Oh, yes.
So,
me too.
We will be podcasting about Amazing Race, of which starts on the
27th, isn't it?
Sunday, yes, the 27th. And Survivor starts
tomorrow,
Thursday, the 17th. So, so we will be
So at first we'll just have Survivor, and then once Amazing Race starts, we'll put them both into the same podcast.
Right. And then we're also doing our, what I like to call our drama type podcast too. We just finished up with Sister Speak True Blood, because the True Blood finale was Sunday. Boo-hoo. That's our favorite. But we will be doing a drama podcast on the NBC series called Fringe.
It's Fox.
Oh, excuse me. Fox series called Fringe.
Yes.
And the new series called which starts in November.
On ABC.
On ABC.
Right. So we'll do those two.
Right.
When the time comes for those.
Right. So we'll still be podcasting. So, you know.
So for anyone who watches Survivor and Amazing Race, actually, I will say this about CBS. As much as they manipulate, they do have the best reality shows on TV.
Well, I really honestly don't think that the Amazing Race is manipulated. And I really don't think Survivor is manipulated.
Oh, yeah, Sister J.
Do you think it is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How?
Because I believe that it's the same as Big Brother. And because we don't have live feeds on Survivor, they can do whatever they want to do. They can edit however they want to edit. And we've had past contestants talk about. And Jeff Probst even says, oh, do you think your edit was unfair? How do you think it was? And people will say, yeah, y'all edited to me to be
mean or something. Or this. Yeah.
And I wasn't like that. I had moments of that, but that wasn't all of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they can. They can edit it to be what they think.
But see, I don't feel that way about The Amazing Race, because if you can get through the task and do the task and be the first where they are, you win.
That's true.
You win. And I remember when the first black couple won The Amazing Race. That was
Jenna and Joyce.
Right. That was the woman who shaved her head in that last challenge.
Right.
And, their pit stop was Dallas, remember?
Yeah.
And they had to take a limousine. And the reason they won is because their limo driver knew.
It was a taxi.
Taxi knew that in order to get to where they needed to get, it was like the gallery or something like that. He went, he went the tollway rather than other highway. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
In Dallas, but I do remember he didn't have enough money to pay him, so he had to go beg and borrow and get money, because that was one of the rules. You have to pay off your cab drivers.
That was the second couple that won.
That was Kenna and Joyce.
Oh, was it?
Yep.
Okay. Well, anyway.
And they were able to do it because they had a good lead.
Right. Well, so to me, The Amazing Race is kind of, I just don't see how it is manipulated. I just don't see it. But well, now, maybe Survivor might be, but I don't get the feeling like I do with Big Brother.
That's because, you know, it's hard for us to decipher it because we don't have live feeds. So you don't have people telling you what's actually going on.
That's true.
So we're at their mercy. But regardless of all that, I still think the best reality shows are on CBS. We've got Big Brother. We've got Survivor that's been on 16 seasons. And we've got Amazing Race. Those are some of the best shows, reality shows out there.
Yeah.
You don't think?
Well,
what, name some other ones? There ain't none. They spearheaded it all. You know, so I'm really looking forward to Survivor and Amazing Race.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
So it'll be a fun podcast. So I hope everyone can stay with us. Send us your feedback. We're going to have the same email address, same voicemail line. And you can still send your feedback. And we'll probably start podcasting on that Survivor. We'll try to have it posted like on Fridays or Saturday every week.
Right? Okay. Whenever, you know, it'll be like the next day or 2 days after it airs.
Sister J, you don't care about any. People like to get their stuff on a regular basis.
That's true. But these shows happen at different times. One's Thursday, one's Sunday. So,
well, you know. Right. When Amazing Race starts, that's going to be our issue.
Right. So, you know.
We'll figure out.
We'll have to figure that out. And plus, you know, our drama podcast, too. So we'll figure out the schedule anyway. But, you know, so we encourage everybody to, you know, listen to our, reality-based podcast, because we're going to just
keep on going.
Keep on going and, you know, tell it like it is. And you know, already, you know, I had an issue with the Amazing Race website. But we won't even go into that. Not yet. I'll save it for the podcast. But it was some bogus stuff going on.
Well, has it been fixed? Have you went back to
see? No, I haven't went back.
Oh, okay.
But I'll just briefly tell y'all that there's this one, you know, interracial couple on the Amazing Race. She's a former, she was a Miss America, I think she said 9 years ago. And her, she's a black female and her husband is Caucasian. And on the CBS Amazing Race website, they were the only couple who, when you clicked on their picture, you couldn't bring up their bio. Everybody else, you could bring up their bio. Oh, it's fixed now.
Yeah, okay. It's fixed.
It's Brian and Erica. So, you know, I was a little irritated.
Yes, you
by
are.
That. But since they fixed it, okay, great. But anyway, we will have probably a little preliminary, you know, podcast where we kind of discuss, you know, some of the couples or whatever. Sometimes we do that, but we may not have time to do it.
It's hard to do that because you don't know anything about them except their bios.
That's true.
You're just speculating.
That's true.
I like to do that kind of stuff on the first episode, but, you know, they don't really focus so much on each person then. So it's just up in the air.
As far as I know, back on Big Brother, I think there will be a Big Brother 12. I think they're already casting for Big Brother 12.
Oh, yes, there is going to be another one.
So, you know, next summer we'll be back with Big Brother.
Yes, and I think it has already been decided it's going to be summer. There won't be a winter edition like
exactly.
they had a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. And it won't be like an All-Stars or anything else. They're actually taking casting calls for it now. So, all right, I think that's about it.
I do too.
You want to tell them how to contact us?
Yes, if you'd like to send us an email, send it to sissaspeak@gmail.com. Our voicemail is 972-692-7341. And you can reach us by our website at sistersinreview.com. And we would love to hear from you.
Yep.
What did y'all think about the final two and who won on Big Brother? And then what do you think about Survivor Amazing Race?
Okay.
All right. That's it. I'm Sister K.
And I'm Sister J.
See you next time.